So we have one more session before Peter will come back again and give some remarks about the whole enterprise we're engaged in. So the last session is a remote one, and it is a report from Track M, which will be given by Christy Tapp. Christy, are you there?
All right. What we're talking about is the program management aspect to the Oncology Summit. Can advance to slide 2. The objective for Team M, which is the program management team, is to really focus on the process of moving the summit along through its various stages. So we do things like planning, supporting the overall planning and organization. We help provide infrastructure and other things that are needed, work on logistical issues, again, focus on process, and then coordinate the production of the program. One of the things that's unique to this group is that the quality that's dedicated to making sure that the artifacts produced are of, you know, almost research quality. So we help that process along. You can move to slide 3. Here is the, actually the OODA loop for the Ontology Summit process. We are now in the 2014 Ontology Summit Symposium. After this, there's a post-mortem that happens in May. Then there's a series of months where groups brainstorm. Then in the fall through December, there is some pretty serious planning that happens with the co-organizers. The theme gets selected, the new organizing committee is created, and Team M is supporting that whole process. In January, the summit launches, and it goes through April, and then concludes again with the symposium where the communique gets created and published. Actually, it starts being created before that. If you can go to slide 4. This slide's really showing some of the work, not all of the work, but some of the work that the summit general co-chairs do. They do work with the reps from the co-organizers. They help. Actually, they do set direction for the summit. They're going to confirm the theme, the objective, the scope. They do a look back with what's happening here. They look at what's happening out there and then decide where to go. They look again at the process. And again, Team M's role through all of this is just supporting them in their work. The other thing that this group does is they act as the co-lead editors for the summit communique. Go to slide 5, please. So this is what happens during the organization and planning part of the loop. The representatives from all the co-organizers confer to initialize the new summit program and set the direction. They're going to form the new organizing committee. They always need new representatives, new volunteers. Team M could use some more volunteers for next year. We put the plug out there now. They organize and facilitate the team in the work structure. So technical tracks, support tracks, co-champions, we're behind the scenes helping with that. The summit program content, which is 3 to 4 months of focused activities working on the content, defining what the content will be. And then in January, coordinating the summit launch event. So throughout this process, everybody meets regularly to track and assess what's going on and make sure that quality is being adhered to. Another really important part to this whole process is the conformance to the openness policy. This whole collaboration would not work if people weren't sharing, so this is very important. Go to slide 6, please. So this is actually where I came into the process this year. My experience begins here. So during the actual beginning of the summit process in January, there's two things going on simultaneously. One is that the organizing committee is meeting weekly along with the presentations happening weekly. So the planning is happening all along while the presentations are also happening. So Team M supports both groups. The first group is supporting the organizing committee, and that is really making sure that everybody knows when the meetings are, helping prepare agendas, sending out announcements, reminders, links to results of meetings, and then facilitating the actual meeting. Now, specific tasks are things like facilitating and recording the audio conferences. And we've talked a lot today about what slide are you on. That's some of the things that we do, is ask that question and make sure that there's coordination between what people are talking about and what's happening on the chat, and then what we need later to be able to edit all these artifacts. So editing chat transcripts, that's really fun. I'll talk about that a little more in the next slide. But we do a little bit of editing, a slight amount of reorganization, and then action items. When it's the organizing committee, we want to make sure that we're capturing who needs to do what next. Then there's some processing to the audio. So once the recording's made of the audio, we want to make sure that it's compressed so that when people download it, it's not too huge. And then editing of things that might happen during an audio conference, like if somebody's dog barks in the background or things like that. We want to take that out. And then collecting analytics. So if you could move to the next slide, slide 7. Okay, so for the virtual events, it's kind of similar to what we do with the organizing committee support. Again, communication tasks, staying on top of all the preparation and the progress. There's a little bit more with slide preparation because we want to make sure we get the slides from the speakers. They need to be named so that they're standard. And if they're not already in PDF format, we convert it, tag it with metadata, and we make sure that the slides have numbers, again, so that when people are referring to numbers when they're talking on the audio, you can find it on the slides. Now, this is where it gets kind of fun, because when the actual sessions are happening, there's a chat going on at the same time, and each week there are probably three presentations. The first presentation takes about, you know, everybody's about half an hour, maybe more. And nobody chats for a little while. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts to chat. Then they talk. And there's a lot of good dialogue. So you have people talking on the audio, and then you have people chatting on the chat. The next thing that happens is the next person starts speaking, but the people that were talking about the thing from the first presentation keep going. And then the people who are more interested in the next presentation, they start chatting. So now you have interleaved themes in the chat from the first talk and the second talk. And then it kind of keeps going like that until the end, where by the time you have Q&A, everybody's talking about all of the presentations. So some of the light editing that we do is to put that back in order so that if another person comes along in 3 months or 6 months and wants to read it, they can see how that all works together. So when you look at the process chat transcripts, you might notice that the times can be interesting, and that's just because of what's happening with people collaborating. And let's see, we also do conference audio processing for this. We do, again, compression, a little bit of editing, tagging with metadata, and then something that I have not experienced yet, which is publishing the audio archive to a podcast, so to be resumed. Now, the next slide, slide 8. So after symposium, symposium is a little bit different. There's not quite as much happening on the chat, but there's a lot of good work. So for the symposium production, Team M works very closely with the host personnel, whoever that may be, and also with the co-chairs. Stay on top of the preparation and the progress, again, coordinating logistics, sending things out in the email, receiving all of those kind of coordination tasks. And then after the symposium is over, there's post-processing again, which is to process the audio recording. And we do this a little differently. These get separated into individual presentations and tagged with metadata. And then the chat transcripts get processed and added to the wiki also. So that is all I have for this. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
question. Yes.
Steve Ray, CMU. Christy, that really got me starting to think how you sort of laid it out so systematically. Makes me think whether we have considered automating parts of it or automating with a combination of sort of workflow tools plus Mechanical Turk to do some of the disambiguation of the interleaved chat. Seems like you could really streamline this whole process. Have you thought about that?
That's funny you mentioned the streamlining of the chat. One of the things is that you need to have some amount of domain knowledge to be able to reorder them. So you have to know what the people are saying. And I've been learning a lot, so I did not really help much with this at the beginning. I got able to do it, I don't know, probably two-thirds of the way through, but Peter did keep doing most of that work. I'm not sure that Mechanical Turk skill sets could do it, but I think anybody on the in the community could do it. So perhaps it could be taught and coached over, I would say, the next couple of months, and then additional people could help.
Peter?
Yeah, I really want to thank Christy for capturing and documenting the entire process. And this was something I believe just Matthew or someone suggested very early in the organizing committee because we don't really, I mean, up to this point before Christy captured it, we don't really have a captured process. Most of the stuff was in my head.
It was in your head, Peter. It was in your head.
Yeah. So now it's